Now, did you ever think that when you were younger, when you were first getting into school and first exploring the sciences, that you might get into a field like this or into something as specific as polymer science?
Honestly, no. I can tell you, I had a very keen interest in biology. And in my primary school, I really excelled in biology particularly. But coming to high school, I actually struggled with maths and physics. I was even told during analysis of what you should be doing for your future, a person that actually analyzes you and, you know, tells you what type of jobs you should be on to apply for or to go study in. I was told that I should not consider going into science. Can you believe it? And yeah, my dad, luckily, is the person that says, no, you're capable of doing anything. And he just motivated me to just, you know, work harder because I was basically just a dream kid. I didn't focus in the class. And that was the reason I wasn't doing as good as I should be doing with my maths and my science. And once we started getting help and focusing on, you know, actually figuring out the problem and getting extra classes and working just as hard as I should be, the actual effort that was needed. And then, yeah, finally, I actually started doing really well on maths and I really enjoyed the physics. And I ended up going into a degree where I started first with a BSc in sports science because I also loved sports. And I wasn't exactly sure what I wanted to do, but I knew it was going to be something in science. And yeah, so it was sports science for me because I loved both of those things. And that was just a natural step. And then luckily, because I did BSc in sports science, I could change once I realized that I really enjoyed this chemistry field. And that made the transition much easier because I already had all the first year courses behind my back. And when I did second year, I could basically just continue in the chemistry field and leave the sports science behind. So that was it was quite a road. It wasn't so simple, actually, for me. I wasn't like waking up one morning and say, yes, I want to do a PhD in polymer science one day. My main goal was to become a lecturer. Actually, it was much less than that. I wanted to become just a normal teacher because I loved working with kids. And yeah, like that was my goal. And I really, really, I appreciated my mother for being a great teacher. And my grandmother was also a great teacher. So that was as simple as it was for me. I just wanted to, you know, be in a classroom. But it's strange how your personality develops and how people around you influences you. And then eventually you actually realize, no, maybe I'm not really thinking about my personality and what I need and how I should be taking my future under my own control. So then luckily there were people like that kind of pushed me into this direction. And I didn't even know of polymer science, honestly, until my third and final year of my BSc in chemistry. So yeah, that was also very, very interesting to finally be exposed to this new field, according to my experiences now. And luckily I had a great supervisor and she, yeah, pushed me further into continuing with my master's and then continuing with my PhD. And of course, my fiance at that time, now my husband, also wasn't going to let me just take myself for granted. So it was all accumulation of people around you and your environment and your experiences and your own motivations and how they change.
That's wonderful. It sounds like you had a great support system. Have a great support system.
It's a crucial step. Yeah.